still wet, unfortunately. Back into the rain for a lot of us. An area of low pressure moved into northern Indiana this morning, and that pushed some of the steadier rain just to the north of the area. But some scattered showers are still around as a frontal boundary remains draped across the Midwest, and they'll continue to pop up. We've got on the radar right now a line of rain into McLean and Ford counties through up north past Livingston County and further north from there, stretching down about as south as just west of Decatur. And another line of rain and maybe a little bit of embedded thunder and lightning there in the Effingham and Cumberland County areas. And that's all moving. I'm not sure exactly where it's moving, a little bit to the northeast. And that's continuing to occur through the afternoon and evening hours as another low-pressure system in Arkansas tracks to the northeast along the front. And that could bring another period of moderate to locally heavy rain to parts of southern and eastern Illinois through tonight. By tomorrow, a large upper-level low will be moving in from the northwest and produce some more scattered showers. Finally, by Friday, though, a weak high-pressure ridge will set up across the Midwest and allow for at least a day to dry out. In the meantime, we have a flash flood watch in effect until 7 o'clock this evening for Champaign, Coles, Douglas, Edgar, and Vermilion counties. There's a flood warning for the Vermilion River and the Danville area through 8 o'clock this evening. For the rest of the day, we'll see showers and isolated thunderstorms and a high temperature of around 62 degrees. Winds today should be out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Showers likely this evening, then the overnight low 43. For tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with a chance of some lingering showers and a high of 58. Tomorrow's winds will be out of the west with at 15 to 20 miles an hour and with gusts to around 30 at times. Tomorrow night will be mostly cloudy and cooler still, the low 42. Friday, partly sunny, mostly sunny, rather, with a high of 69 degrees and light southwest winds. From there, it'll be partly cloudy Friday night and into Saturday, so nice weather there. Chance of showers moves in again Saturday night into Sunday and Sunday night. Then we'll clear up for Monday and Tuesday. Highs on Saturday in the mid-70s, lower 60s for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Next Friday and Saturday night's lows in the low 50s, Sunday night in the mid-40s, and Monday night in the lower 40s. Across the area now, generally rainy, the exception of Mattoon and Paris, perhaps Danville as well. The temperatures are in the mid-50s by and large. It's 51. That's the cool spot in Bloomington. 55 in Pontiac. Decatur has 57 degrees. 54 in Danville. Mattoon and Rantoul and Paris have 55. Mattoon has 56. And at Willard Airport, at the top of the hour, there was light rain in 55 degrees. The dew point at 52, relative humidity at 88%, winds out of the southeast at 7, a little bit of fog in the area, and a rising barometer at 29.55 inches. On Friends Plaza right now on the University of Illinois campus, it's overcast and 56 degrees. It's the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Tom Rogers at 12:41. A hearing will be held in a few hours at the state capitol in Springfield on a controversial plan that could change the health care provider for thousands of state and university employees, many of them here in the Champaign-Urbana area. The company in question is Urbana-based Health Alliance, which lost out in a state bidding process to be included in the group health insurance program for the state. For more on the situation, Illinois Public Radio, Sean Crawford spoke with the chief of the State House Bureau, Amanda Vinicky.
Health Alliance has been an option for state and university employees to choose as their medical care insurer for quite some time, but their contract was up. It was time to renew for the next fiscal year, and their bid evidently just came in far too high. The state expects that it can save $1 billion over the next decade, which is basically the term of these health insurance contracts, by going instead with Blue Cross Blue Shield HMO. Problem is that Blue Cross Blue Shield, at least at this point, doesn't have the same network of doctors and coverage downstate as does Health Alliance. So particularly in areas like Champaign-Urbana, where, of course, you have the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign located, that would be a problem for many individuals who currently have Health Alliance as their insurer. You would have them having to perhaps switch doctors, or in cases, because again, Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't have this network, maybe they wouldn't even be able to find a doctor. Health Alliance is also saying that they believe it'll be more expensive under Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Health Alliance is not taking the state's decision lying down, though. They are apparently trying to fight this, of course, and the CEO is going to be back at the Capitol this afternoon.
Yeah, they're leveling a protest, I think, on a couple of fronts, the first of which is, as you said, at this hearing. So a hearing called by Democratic State Representative Naomi Jacobson, whose constituents are many of whom she represents Urbana and Champaign, and as I talked to her constituents really affected by this, called for this hearing. So that is one way, kind of the PR front. You even see Jeff Ingram is the CEO of Health Alliance. He will be there to testify and to try and make the case on a PR front again that this is the wrong move. And even on the Health Alliance website, you see encouragement saying, asking customers to contact their legislators and saying, please come and join the hearing. University employees being told they can take vacation to come and testify and air their grievances. So there's that. Then also they're actually going through with a protest. Health Alliance is saying that the bidding process they feel was wrong. We don't have many details on that yet. And in fact, they're just getting those details as well.
So today's hearing does not really mean a final outcome. We're still going to be waiting a couple of weeks to find out what at least the final decision from the state government is regarding Health Alliance and regarding the other health insurers.
Yes, basically right now it's in the hands of the Executive Ethics Commission to decide if there were any problems in the bidding process, if Health Alliance really does have any truth to its claims of protest that somehow there was a miscalculation or other problem in the bidding process and that could lead to a reversal of the decision.
If it's not found that there was a problem in the bidding process, does that mean that the bids stand as the way that they came in and that Health Alliance and its members are out of luck, or is that not necessarily the end of this?
Not necessarily the end of this. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, basically a bipartisan group of legislators from both the House and the Senate, will be able to have a hearing right now. It looks like that will be sometime in early May, although, again, it all kind of depends on the result of this protest. And they would be able to say no, that they don't want this deal to go through. So there's that. The governor could always intervene. That's where this is a battle being waged on several fronts, both the actual protest, but also, as I said, kind of the public relations front, in terms of legislators not wanting to anger constituents who are obviously care a lot about who their doctor is.
That's Amanda Vinicky, the State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio, speaking with IPR's Sean Crawford. The hearing this afternoon is taking place at 4 o'clock at the Illinois Capitol. It's 12:45. This week in St. Louis, close to 9,000 high school students from 5 countries will compete in the first robotics championship. The teams of student-built remote control robots will take to the field at the Edward Jones Dome. Organizers hope the competition will draw more than 20,000 spectators and generate at least $18 million in local spending. Veronique LaCapra was at the St. Louis regional event back in March and has an inside look at the competition.
All right, Red Alliance, are you ready? Blue Alliance, are you ready? In 3, 2, 1.
It's the final day of the first robotics regional competition at the Chaffetz Arena. 6 remote control robots are trying to outmaneuver one another on a playing field about half the size of a basketball court. Using long mechanical arms, the 150-pound robots try to grab red, white, and blue inner tube-like shapes and hang them on pegs, some as high as 10 feet off the ground. Directing the robots with laptops and game controllers are the high school students who spent 6 intense weeks designing and building them.
It's all about strategy right now.
Chirag Doshi is a senior at Gateway Institute of Technology, a St. Louis magnet school for science, math, and engineering. This is his 4th year in the competition.
I love math and science at the same time, and so it just kind of clicked that, hey, why not join a robotics team?
Segway inventor Dean Kamen started FIRST Robotics 20 years ago. He says America needs to find ways to get more young people interested in science.
We're an organization that is dedicated to convincing kids, all kids, particularly women and minorities, that science, engineering, inventing, problem solving is every bit as fun, every bit as accessible, every bit as rewarding, and a whole lot more likely to lead to great careers for them than sports or entertainment.
I really didn't even like math and science, and to be honest, in the beginning.
But Normandy High School junior Bianca Bailey saw other kids at her school really getting into this robotics thing.
So I'm like, I'm going to try this and, you know, see if it can build my math and science skill. And so I'm in it now, and I like it.
Ninfa Matease coaches FIRST Robotics at Normandy. She says the predominantly African-American high school in North St. Louis County sometimes has trouble funding its team. Entering the competition means buying pricey equipment and software. It can cost upwards of $5,000. But Matease is committed to the program.
Even though I'm a biology teacher, not an engineer, don't know anything about wiring and things, I just show the kids, well, see, if I can do it, you guys can do it too. So
Matease says engineering a robot gives students a real-life application of the math and science they're taught in school. And they learn something else.
How to get along and work together. Because it's like they need to learn that this is like a working environment where you might not like somebody, but you need to learn how to work with it. Otherwise, you lose your job.
The score is 95-45. Congratulations.
Evan Mensinger is a junior at Hazelwood Central High School in Florissant. He's co-captain of the Robohawks, one of the St. Louis regional winning teams. Mensinger says he used to want to be an engineer, but now he's not so sure.
I mean, I could be an engineer and go on and do my own thing like that, have a career of my own, or I can become a teacher and try and, you know, this made me maybe want to go on and try and get this kind of experience for other kids, you know, eventually. So
Mensinger and the other regional winners will get another chance to consider their options at the FIRST Robotics Championship this week. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
And that national championship started today, and it runs through Saturday at St. Louis's Edward Jones Dome.
I'm David Teal from WILL-TV. Join me this October for a Friends of WILL tour of London, Yorkshire, and Wales. We'll see stately homes and splendid scenery with connections to some of our most popular TV programs. Three-night stays in each of our locales offer us plenty of free time. Call us at 217-333-7300 or visit will.illinois.edu for more information.
Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday.